So, what do you guys want to talk about?
See you, fourth wall!
Because the competition sometimes doesn't want to hear their fans.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Wrestling Observer right here on Patreon, patreon.com/ElitePOV. I'm your host of the K2 Observer, one of your hosts at least. My name is Kyle Masters. I'm joined, as always, by the insider herself, I guess. She's right 20% of the time, every time, Kimmy Sokol. What's going on, Kimmy?
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, we're the K-Squared Observer, not the Wrestling Observer. I'm not looking to get a cease and desist from Dave Meltzer. Yes, you did, but we're going to keep it because I made a joke about it. But I do respect the fact it is 8:50 on Monday. Kyle just came from Forbidden Door. I just want to say, too, I'm probably going to get blamed for this. This was all Kyle's idea to record tonight, not mine. So blame him, not me.
Yeah, well, I think that the line, there are many factors not making me want to or should or telling me not to record tonight. Clearly, I can't even speak right now because I'm so exhausted from the weekend. Discord's acting all up right now, so we apologize, guys, for all the lag issues. But sat here and I couldn't figure it out, so we're just recording anyways. But we got some stuff to talk about, Kimmy. We got some stuff to talk about. So,
yes, we do.
Kimmy, what do you want to talk about?
Wow, you're going to be Cody Rhodes. Okay, I see how it is. Also, if you tune into BTE, this was also really funny. So they showed like Matt and Nick getting their, you know, names on their tag team titles. And for a reason, they had the Cody Rhodes title nameplate and they just threw it in the air. And they threw
Luchasaurus.
They threw Luchasaurus and Jungle Boys out and they didn't throw out Cody. So I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that is interesting. Yep. Anyways, I don't know, Kimmy. What do you want to talk about first? We got stuff to talk about.
So we're gonna go in order.
Okay.
I know. I was just mentioning it because you impersonated Cody. Let me go. Let me thrive.
Okay.
I got you. So we're gonna talk about what happened while we were recording our last episode, and what my dad came in and scared me about is that Brock Lesnar has returned. And we are seeing Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Whoa, something new. Brock Lesnar's back, everybody. Wow. And what is he doing? I bet you something new, too. I bet you he's come back and he's done something that they've never, ever done before. A once-in-a-lifetime matchup that we're all going to have to watch and see because we've never seen it before. What are they doing, Kimmy?
He's wrestling Roman Reigns in a last man standing match at SummerSlam.
Oh my god. Oh my god. No way. Oh my god. Guys, Roman is facing Brock. It's finally going to happen. Once in a lifetime. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Oh my god. Everybody, make sure you guys buy the pay-per-views. If you can get down there, there's probably some extra tickets available. There's scalpers. You can guys get to the scalpers in time. They might be able to sell you a pretty good ticket or overpay you for like the top of the 300s way at the back that the concession guy doesn't even know you're actually sitting up there. You know, those tickets are like some of the best tickets over. You're going to want to sit up there for this one. This is a monumental event. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, first time ever. Oh my god. I cannot wait.
Oh, I know that you're going to tune in so badly, Kyle.
Oh, that's...
But...
Forbidden Door sucks compared to that match right there.
Oh, the casuals.
Oh.
Anyway.
Fuck the hardcores. It's all about the casuals. Yes. Love me my casuals. My casuals, guys. Yeah, let's get some Hulk Hogan's and some John Cena's and some Rockies and Stone Coldies back in the dub.
Well, John
for
Cena
the
is
Fed.
There.
FTF for the Fed.
I cannot breathe. Oh my god. Anyway, so the thing about Brock, obviously, a lot of people are like, oh my god, of course, this is the 15th millionth time we've seen this. We just saw this at WrestleMania. We were told this is the greatest WrestleMania match of all time. Here's the thing. This obviously was not their initial plan. Their initial plan was that it was supposed to be Cody Rhodes, but obviously Cody Rhodes does not have a pectoral muscle, shoulder. His arm is dying. His arm's just dying. So the backup plan was Randy Orton, and Riddle was actually supposed to also face Roman Reigns, at Money in the Bank. But of course, Roman Reigns just wants a 10-week vacation because he deserves it. So that's why that match was on SmackDown a couple weeks ago. So the backup plan was Orton. Obviously, we're going to get into this too. Randy Orton did get back surgery, so we do wish him well. Back surgery is kind of really serious, guys. In case you didn't know, like back surgery
he's all right. Really serious. Slap a Z-pack on there. You'll be all right, Orton. That's a Fed thing, some Z-packs.
Oh, of course. I think CM Punk knows all about that one. So since there was no Orton, since there was no Cody, the best thing for them to do was do Brock Lesnar. But I can say that ticket sales have actually gone up 18% since they've announced this match. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. I was
casual. They love themselves some Brock Roman. They can't get enough of the same match after the 1900th time, and just it's what they love to see it, you know. Good for the casual. No, if that's what the casuals want, by all means, fucking go at it.
Listen, I'm just hoping if we're going to redo it, do it right. Have Rollins win the Money in the Bank this weekend. Have Rollins cash in.
They haven't done that one before. That's another first right there to have Rollins. Oh, this is another first, guys. Listen to this. So this is a great theory here. It is something they have not done. I can probably confirm this, that they haven't done this before. Have Rollins win a Money in the Bank briefcase and cash in on a Roman and Brock title match. Don't think it's ever been done before. I think that's for sure I would have done it at WrestleMania, but this is suitable enough, SummerSlam. I think that's a good idea.
Do you think you would have done it at the WrestleMania in California too? Do you think it would have been that one? I actually have that moment framed on my wall over here. I tweeted it. It's a picture of him holding up the title. It's just like, oh my God.
I'm sorry. If y'all like what this is, like, I'm sorry. If y'all like this or listening to this, y'all love that, fine. That's great. To me, I think it's lazy-ass booking. If they go that direction. If they don't.
They announced the match already.
No, I mean, if Seth wins. I know you'll be happy, but if Seth wins and they do that all over again, that's lazy-ass booking. That's lazy booking.
I do agree. I think the main problem is, like, they announced Drew versus whoever's going to win the title now at SummerSlam for Clash of the Castle, which is the pay-per-view right after this. If you didn't announce that match, you literally could have done him versus Drew, which would have been perfectly fine. Drew has not been in the title picture for well over a year now. It would have made so much sense, but you booked yourself into a corner and you're not building anybody up. So that's why we're stuck in this predicament. So
are they gonna split? This is a way to split the titles away. Is Seth gonna cash in and only take one title?
I think that's how it's gonna work. I think Seth is gonna take one, and then maybe Drew's gonna win the other at Clash of the Castle because that's the pay per view in Wales.
So it's gonna be Drew versus Roman, or
I'm thinking Drew versus Roman. I also saw, like, this is another, like, I saw this on Twitter and I really liked it. So Survivor Series will be the 10-year anniversary since The Shield debuted. So somebody said that Seth should cash in on Roman on the 10-year anniversary of The Shield debut in his Shield gear to play the mind games. And I'm like, that's the one. I respect that.
Anyways, then they'll go on to Clash at the Bash at the Tash Beach, whatever they're going to call it in over there. Whatever, sure. But that's the reason why, guys, Brock Lesnar's back. Wow. Anyways, speaking of, you mentioned Randy Orton there. Poor old Randy. I know, my man's had from what I've seen and you told me, he's had a good, pretty decent run lately, and he's the one of many top stars in every company that have hit the injury bug list, and you've heard that he's had back surgery, or is having back surgery?
I believe he had. I believe that was a Meltzer report that said it. I saw it somewhere that he did. So that would mean that he is out for the rest of the year. So that is very unfortunate. Randy was having such a great run. Him and RK-Bro, I never thought that would work. I thought it was the stupidest thing ever. But they really made it work. They had so many funny moments.
All I see in my timeline. It's all I see is RK-Bro shit all the time. So obviously, literally, it's working.
And, like, you don't know, like, Orton's never known for doing that goofy stuff. He's more of, like, throughout his entire career, he's always known to be, like, that serious type of guy. So to see him do goofy stuff was different, and it worked. And I feel like now we're never going to get the payoff of, like, Orton turning on Riddle or Riddle turning on Orton. And now Riddle's kind of, like, in the middle doing whatever because now he doesn't have Orton. So, yeah, so I just hope that this back surgery works. I don't know exactly what the injury is. I just know he has a bad back, so.
It could be anything. I mean, back injuries, you can have anything. You can have, like, spasms, like, really bad spasms to the point where you need surgery to take it, like, just to adjust it. It could be disc-related. It could be, you know, anything. And then hopefully it's not bad, but back surgery, I don't – back surgeries, from what I've heard and I've not experienced, but I know people have experienced some sort of back surgery. It's a significant time. Earliest I've ever seen is like 6 to 8 months. So he'll be on the shelf for a while. Which
sucks. Do you think it'd be cool if like him and Cody were like 29 and 30 in the Royal Rumble?
Sure. for you guys and the Fed watchers, sure. For me. Whatever, maybe cool. Yeah, that'd be pretty neat, you know.
Thanks.
I mean,
I'm struggling over here.
Maybe we'll see. Anyways, let's see, what do we want to talk about? What's this thing with Flair's last match? What is this, Kimmy? What is this?
So obviously, if you don't know, during SummerSlam weekend, StarCast, which I was supposed to be going to, which I'm not going to, and that's a whole other rant for a whole nother day. I was very upset. I was crying, by the way. I was very nervous. So obviously, the main thing at StarCast is the fact that it is Ric Flair's last match. I heard that womp womp. I heard it. Don't you worry. So anyway, they just played like a 5-minute John Cena
stop.
Video.
You see, Kimmy, the streak continues with this show of Kimmy watching some sort of WWE programming while we record. So here we go again. But I just must say, I saw clips from the press conference.
So I don't even. Oh my god, they show Cody Rhodes too.
I've seen clips from the press conference with Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And my man looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, so I don't even know how he's getting cleared for this match, but obviously the main part of StarCast is it's Ric Flair's last match. I don't know why. Obviously, you've all seen they're charging $200 for it. Don't know why. So this match has changed. Obviously, the original plan was that six-man that I was telling you about. It was, I believe, if I remember, it was Ric Flair and FTR versus the Rock and Roll Express and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and you called me crazy. Sean Ross actually reported it, and thankfully, Ricky Steamboat said no. So thank you, Ricky Steamboat, for having a brain. So, as of right now, obviously things could change. The event is a little less than a month away. Right now, it is supposed to be a regular tag team match. Ric Flair and Andrade versus Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett.
What a match. What the fuck?
Well, did you see?
What is that?
See, they moved it to a bigger arena. No, they moved it
Who
to a bigger arena.
Who cares? He shouldn't even be wrestling in the first place.
I agree.
Ric
with
Flair,
you.
Your last match was at WrestleMania 24, buddy. Everything after that doesn't count. No, you've had your last match. We don't need no one before you even announced this has been going around going, you know what I'd like to see Ric Flair's last match. No one's asking this. Okay, you have a pacemaker in your chest. Your health is more important than you having your ego stroked or having your last match ever. Oh, man, like, I'm sorry to you Ric Flair fans, but this should not be happening whatsoever in any age. He's not Sting, clearly, that Sting's just doing wonders at 65 years old, insane at what he did at Forbidden Door. But Ric Flair, buddy, there's no last match. Your last match is at WM24. No, this is dumb. He looks so old. He looked like he was 90. At the press conference, and he's talking and his face is drooping like this. Like, he's just really old. God.
Yeah, this was not good. I don't know why this is happening. I'm just very confused. So I'd hope things can't change because the tickets have already gone on sale. Yay, Ric Flair. No, Ric Flair.
Yay, Ric Flair.
Listen, he's gonna win. I just don't understand. Like, if you're not going, they are charging like $200 for this. I'm not even joking you. Like, who's paying $200 to see this?
Not me.
Not me.
Thank God. Kimmy, if you told me you paid $200 to go see Ric Flair's last match, the show would be done. I would retire the show.
You'd kick me off?
Yeah. I'd become the K1 observer.
The K1?
Yeah.
With Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh, no, with Kimmy. No, it would just be with me.
No, it would just be with me. You're not. You're cut off.
Damn. Cutting everything off. So mean.
Anyways, let's stop talking about Mr. Flair. Let's talk about, oh, this is interesting. So Rhea Ripley. So people, I know people, some want to know what's going on, Kimmy. So let them know. Let them know.
So I'm not going to tell y'all the weird rumor I heard because I don't want to say it if it's not true. I told you about it, but I don't want to say it here because if it's not true, I don't want it to go back to me.
Baby, so obviously, baby, baby, oh my. Oh, sorry. I just wanted to sing Justin Bieber. My bad. I had Biebs on the mind.
Did you have Bieber fever? Did you have a case of?
I had a little bit of a Bieber fever, but that's okay.
So, obviously, Rhea Ripley was supposed to wrestle Bianca Belair at Money in the Bank. A lot of people were looking forward to this match. Rhea's big push, because obviously she's in Judgment Day. She's actually getting recognized, even though they were on main event last week for no apparent reason. But that's where everyone goes in WWE, unless your name is Seth Rollins. Anyway.
Wow.
It's true. So, hey, listen. So, obviously they took her out of the match for injury. Now, she has gone on Instagram and basically said that it was a brain injury. There's been video surfacing that she kneed herself in the face, broke her teeth, and then nerve in the brain. So she has a concussion.
Well, there's nerves connected. No, that can happen. That's why they make you wear mouth guards in hockey and sports like that. Not only just protect your teeth, protects you from a lot of stuff. So that is a possibility.
Yes, so I don't know. I've heard that. I've also heard that they like just didn't want Bianca to lose the title, but they didn't want Rhea to lose. So they booked themselves into a corner. So they didn't know what to do. So they just scrapped the match. Hmm. So I don't know. Whatever three theories you want to believe.
Oh, you tell me these theories because I don't know. Sure, I'm going to go with the injury with the teeth thing.
Okay.
That's where I'm leaning to.
That's so scary, though. Like, can
that sounds more on the 20% side of our things, so I'm going to go with that.
I like that. You know, it could be option number one.
Okay. Bryan Danielson, speaking of injuries, Bryan Danielson. Concussions, which sucks, but...
To back concussions.
To what?
Back to back.
Oh, back to back. Well, we'll see what happens with him. I hope it's not long term. I don't know if you've heard anything that if it's long term or not.
I heard it was from your buddy Andrew Zarian.
Oh, okay. I've to be honest, I have not been up with the news since before Friday because I've had a really busy weekend in a Forbidden Door. So, which I have, the only news that I got or even spoke of this past weekend was when I talked to the arena staff tomorrow, or yesterday. So that's about it. But that sucks. But I mean, they can still do stuff now that, you know, the BCC is still okay. They can still build the BCC and do stuff with them while Danielson gets better. Obviously now adding in Claudio Castagnoli, great. And now you have Moxley as the interim champion. At the head of the front, you still got Regal there, and Yuta is more popular than anything. You should have seen last night after the show went off air. Yuta was getting like the biggest pop ever. Like Yuta, like the crowd was chanting. Oh, I think I lost Kimmy. I think I lost.
No.
Kimmy. No. Okay. You froze for a second there, Kimmy. You are still frozen on screen. Oh, there you go. You're back. It's okay. We're good now.
I was about to text you. I was like, It's freezing.
You're still good. You're still good. But I was going to say, but yeah, Yuta was getting a massive reaction after the Forbidden Door pay-per-view, so he's very popular with the fans, obviously. But yeah, they're still good without Bryan Danielson, so, you know, fingers crossed he gets better soon, and just got to kind of wait with him. It's a concussion, and he's had a bad history of those, so it's just a thing that we're going to have to wait, be patient. You know, you don't want him to come back not at 100%, especially with concussions. In sports in general, you get a few concussions and you get one really bad one that's career for you. So Kimmy knows all about those.
Listen, those are the, I don't think people understand. Like, have you had a concussion?
Me? No.
Okay, so I'm going to explain to you the most frustrating part about concussions. So you think you're fine one day. You, like, wake up, you feel so good. And then the next day, your head is killing you so much, and you can't even move without being in pain. And then it's like those headaches you get when, like, you're really, really tired, and you really want to, like, take, a 30-minute nap. And when you wake up from the 30-minute nap, your head stops hurting. Except when you go to sleep and you wake up, the headache doesn't go away. And you feel, like, horrible. For a month and a half. It's the worst.
So like when I'm doing when I'm doing a show with you. Okay, gotcha. I'm just kidding, Kimmy. Oh, stop. Stop it. All right. So speaking of actually BCC and Brian Nelson, Claudio, he's here. He's all elite. Cesaro.
As reported first by Insider Kimmy on Monday.
CSRO is all elite. Man, that debut. Kid you guys know, I know the pop came out loud on screen, but my ears were ringing after his music stopped. My ears were ringing. It was insane. What a debut. What a match he had with Zack Sabre Jr. He was the last thing you saw on TV before the pay-per-view went out, the first historic pay-per-view between Japan and AEW. Insane. So it's been reported, and I've seen the reports, so I know what Kimmy's about to say. So I've seen these reports, the long-term his contract with AEW, which is great. Yes, this man has become a big star in one night than he has in the past whatever years of the WWE. I don't even care. I can argue with anybody blue in the face. 7 years. He's had his moments in WWE, but I think AEW seems to be... he's a professional wrestler, you know what I mean? Claudio does have that entertainment factor, but he's more of a pro wrestler than a sports entertainer. That's just Claudio, so he's in the right company for that. So, he's not flourishing in a sports entertainment-driven company like the Fed. He's going to come to All Elite Wrestling, where it's a pro wrestling-driven company. He's going to have success. He's going to be great. Maybe he'll be tag team champions with Bryan Danielson at one point. Maybe they make a run at the tag titles, or him and Yuta. That'd be cool. So we'll see. We'll see what the big plans are with the BCC. But, yes, I've heard Kimmy long term.
Yes. Long term. I don't know how long. He actually signed his contract during the pay-per-view. That's why, like, the All Elite graphic didn't come out right away. They were still finalizing the deal as the pay-per-view was going. Wait,
it wasn't even supposed to be here. It was supposed to be Brian Danielson.
Yes. So, I was telling Kyle this when we were first kind of speculating who it would be. So, WWE did approach Cesaro again on another deal 2 weeks ago, and I had heard that he signed that deal. So, I was like, all right, it's not Cesaro. Then my guy calls me. He goes, Jinx, he didn't sign that deal 2 weeks ago. So, yay, we got this. This was not the original plan for Cesaro's debut. I have no idea what it was. I believe he was supposed to debut at Death Before Dishonor, maybe being Gresham's opponent, or even maybe Wheeler Yuta's opponent, since he joined the BCC. So maybe, like, he defeats Yuta, and then Regal's like, you know what? I want you in the BCC, my dude. So maybe that. Don't know. Very excited he's here. I'm watching it. The crowd pop. Jesus, like... Your poor ears. I feel so bad.
Oh, it was such a moment. It's funny because people
very
knew.
Excited.
Everyone knew it was Claudio. Everyone I heard and I could overhear people talking. I talked to. It was awesome. Next to me and my buddy, we had two guys that flew in from Ireland to watch this event, and they knew it was going to be Claudio. They're like, it's Claudio. It's got to be Claudio. And then when it came, like, everyone went nuts when he came out. It was incredible. And what a scene! What a scene!
I'm very excited to see what he does. So.
Yeah. We'll see. But we'll move on here. Forbidden Door. I was there last night. It was a massive success. They did over 100,000 in pay-per-view buys as first reported so far. The live gate was over 1 million. It was a big... They had people behind the Titantron. Those seats were being taken up. It was just a massive success. And now I read today, too, that the president of New Japan Pro Wrestling wants to do a Forbidden Door event in Japan as well, which is really cool. That's very good news. That means that this man watched the event and said, yes, we found the perfect collaboration company and we're taking this to the next level. So
my dad was saying this in his also loved opinions on this show. He doesn't have a lot of them. So he was saying that he would want this event to be between Revolution and Double or Nothing instead of around this time, because everyone's getting ready for the G1. And maybe that's why a lot of people didn't want to come over from Japan.
When did you say between what and what?
Revolution and Double or Nothing.
I don't know.
So March.
That's like 2 months. That's like 2 months after Wrestle Kingdom.
Well, no. Wrestle Kingdom's in January. So if he did it in April, it would be 4 months. You said March. Starting in March, he can do anywhere from March, but I would think April. My dad's like, oh my god, that can run during WrestleMania weekend. And I'm like, do you know who Tony Khan is?
No, he won't do it during WrestleMania weekend.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I think
no.
He might keep it in July. He might keep it in the summer. And they can do two. If they plan on doing one in Japan as well, there might be two a year. There might be one in America and one in Japan. So we'll just have to wait and see.
My fears with the G1 is that because the G1 is most of the summer. So
yeah, but it's not on right now. It's this event is happening before the G1 starts.
No, I know.
So what's the issue then?
That's why people didn't want to come over from Japan, because they're getting ready and training and they don't want to get hurt before the G1.
I didn't say that. I know. We'll see. Yeah, obviously this is the first time they're doing this. They can always go back to the drawing board, but as far as it's perceived, it's a big success. It was an amazing event. It was a very successful event. There was some weird finishes, but
Poor Adam Cole.
Yeah, Adam Cole.
That's what I'm just going to say. Poor Adam Cole.
I mean, we might as well talk about that. Yeah, Adam Cole, I guess, did suffer a concussion. I think he also popped his shoulder out, because I saw replay of a video that someone pointed out, and I'm like, ooh, I see that too. So right before the finish, Adam Cole ducked a Rainmaker, and as he came down, while the arm was still being held, you can see his shoulder actually popping out. So, and then that's right near when he got pinned. That's like right after that, Jay White hit the Blade Runner, and then Jay White ran over to Cole and covered him. So, weird finish after a really great match, too. It was really bummer that it had to end like that, but it is what it is. It happens in wrestling, guys. You can still enjoy the match for what it was. It still was an amazing Fatal 4-Way match. And, like, the other match, I mean, Dax, we really don't know. In wrestling, I love this. I love the fact that sometimes you don't know if it was real or not, right? That's what wrestling's all about. It's the lure of some stuff in wrestling. So, Dax got quote-unquote hurt with an elbow. I mean, while the match was getting on in the ring, or shoulder, sorry, like, I was watching him, and from where I can sit, I saw him go behind the curtain. I could still see him holding his arm while he was going behind the curtain. So I was like, could this be real? Could it be not real? And then all of us in our section were like, well, if it's not real, Dak's going to come back and do a big baby face running. And I'm like, well, he did, but he's, like, covered in KT tape. And I'm like, okay, so they're dreading the line here. But I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if you've heard anything. Is it legitimate or if...
So I'll start with Adam.
Okay.
So we were talking about this on the PCP. Adam was not supposed to be on this card at all. And I guess they thought he was good to go. Obviously, that was not true. I feel so bad for Adam, because between the body shaming on Twitter and now this, can this guy ever get a break?
If you got a concussion, you don't know you have a concussion before the match.
No, I meant the shoulder. Okay. I was talking about his shoulder.
I thought you meant the concussion that you told me.
No, talk about shoulder.
He's like, you know what? I'm pretty sure I'm getting a concussion this match. I'm going to do it. That's not how it works.
No, I was talking about the shoulder. So I feel really bad. This match was really good. I actually was saying that that match should have main evented the card. I was looking forward to that.
That's what we were saying.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The crowd was very hot for Okada. Like, while we were coming into in the arena before the buy-in even started, every time they showed Okada on the screen, the whole crowd went nuts. Like, they're all hyped for and like waiting for him. So, and he got the loudest reaction of the night, besides Claudio.
Yeah. So I hope Adam's good to go by All Out. I hope he takes his time to really rest. You know, his doctor of a girlfriend could definitely nurse him back to health. So,
I mean, she's a dentist. She can't do it. She can't work her shoulder. Look at those. Yeah, I'm really good in teeth, but oh, your shoulder, I can definitely fix that.
Okay, you know what? Like, I was trying to make a joke.
You stopped. Oh.
I can't. So, we're going to talk.
Oh, Kimmy.
I don't like you.
Oof.
Oh. I hate you. Oh. So, Dax. We're going to talk about Dax. I don't know. Meltzer apparently said that this wasn't real. I think it was. I missed this part of the entire pay-per-view because I was going to get my dinner that my friend made me. So I didn't see him get hurt. I just came back to the commentary teams being like, Dax got taken out. I was like, what the hell is happening?
I don't think it was real.
So I don't know.
He did the whole babyface comeback. I think it was real. They could have just pulled an audible. Like, they've done it already. So I'm going to say it's not, and they did this on purpose for the whole babyface run-in at the end. He even looked good while, you know what, like, I know he was trying to sell the injury in the ring after, but I was watching him closely, and there were some moves where I'm like, oh, it doesn't look like he's in that much pain. But he could be just a tough guy, right? I don't know.
But then why did he do the whole media scrum with an ice pack?
That's called the lure of pro wrestling, Kimmy. That's the selling. Why does MJF always be in character? That's the selling.
Hey, you know what? I hate it here. Anyways. Want to break your news with All Out?
So, I don't know. I actually know a few new patrons are signing up just for this. So.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, guys, AW
All
Out. Oh, my
God. Hi, new people.
So, anyways. So, in the arena, which I'm really weird out that they didn't show this at all on screen throughout the entire event.
No, I did not know this until you texted me.
There's a big, giant banner. And guys, go to my Twitter, at All Elite Kyle, to go and find out what it looked like. There's a big, giant banner of All Out September 4th this year. It's hanging in the United Center, okay? So I'm sitting there going like, okay, so it's for sure in the United Center. And some people are like, oh, what if it's Hoffman Estates? I'm like, when they have just not hung this in the United Center, just done a commercial for it, or told everyone, by the way, you know, at the end of the night, good night, everyone. We're going to be back here at Hoffman Estates at the Now Arena for All Out. They made it out. They went out of their way to make a giant banner and hung it up in United Center where all the other championship banners and everything that means something to that arena. That's where they hung the banner. So I'm like, in my head, this got to be United Center. So I went out to get a drink before the show started. And I went and there was a few arena staff people there. They're like in like suits, kind of. Like they, and then because I asked them where the bathroom was too, and they knew exactly where it was. So I'm assuming they worked for the arena. I went and got a drink. When I came back, I'm like, hey, by any chance, I told them, like, I'm from Canada. You know, I like planning my trips ahead of time and I like to be organized. I'm like, I see that big thing up there in the rafters All Out. You guys come, are they coming back here at the arena for this? And they're like, yep, it's going to be awesome. We're hoping this is a big, you know, they're, I guess she went on about like, there's like not a lot of concessions on floor two open. She's like, oh, we plan on having those concessions open. And more merch stands up here too. But like, she was going on about like how like they are planning after I asked her if All Out was going to be in that arena. So I took that as I'm like, okay, if a United Center staff is telling me that they're planning on having more merch stands and having stuff open for the next time AW comes in, which is right after I asked her about the All Out poster, I'm putting two and together and saying, okay, All Out Chicago will be at the United Center this September. So, why had they not shown it on? Why did they not show it at all? Why did they not? They didn't even talk about it after it went off air. Justin Roberts didn't even make mention of it, like while not on camera. and it hasn't been tweeted out. There's no tweets about it. Why was that giant banner up there if they haven't announced it yet? That's weird.
That's why I'm confused. Because the one thing, because I always keep on asking about the All Out location, because I know you guys are trying to plan the trip to Chicago. So the thing I heard last week was that they were thinking of moving it, because the whole point of All Out being in Chicago was because it was supposed to be like a CM Punk homecoming. He was coming back as champion. It was supposed to be this huge deal. And obviously that's not happening because CM Punk's not the champion. He's not going to be cleared in time. So I was told they were looking of moving it. But then obviously that happened where you talk to the arena staff. So yeah. My thing is there, maybe they are looking to move it, but they made that banner so much ahead of time and they forgot about it.
It just, it makes more, like, it doesn't make sense that it would be at the Now Arena if they hung it up in United Center. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, they could have just done, like, a video promo on the screen for us in the arena, or done something on TV saying, you know, like, do, like, an all-out commercial at the Now Arena. But they went out of their way to make a freaking big-ass banner. Like, WrestleMania sign big. Like, this thing was huge. And hung it up in the rafters with the Michael Jordan, you know, number hang-ups and the Chicago Blackhawks Stanley Cup things. That means something. So I'm booking it as United Center. And the United Center staff told me it's going to be there. So why plan for AEW to return with more merch stands and stuff? You know what I mean? And, like, more concession stands open. I don't see why the arena staff would lie to me. That's what I mean. That's what's weird. That's why I'm like, I got back to my seat. I'm like, Phil, who my friend I brought, not Philium from the show, and my other friend, Phil. Like, I just spoke to the arena staff, and she was going on about how they want more merch stands and stuff open for when, like, I asked her about the All Out poster. And I'm like, but they haven't. And I texted my one friend that was watching the pay-per-view. I'm like, did they announce anything about All Out? And he's like, no. Like, strange. And, like, I've seen people where, like, I've seen, like, insider reporters, like SRS and stuff report, like, oh, by the way, All Out's coming, looks like it's going to be in Chicago, or the date set for September 4th, but there's no, like, location confirmed. So it's so weird. That's so weird. I don't understand why there's not a location confirmed and why they had that was hung up in the arena and nothing was said. It's so weird to me.
Because even they announce Arthur Ashe, and yeah, Arthur Ashe
is after All Out.
it's 2 weeks after.
So, like, what?
So,
I'm so confused.
I don't know what they're waiting for. Because it's about to be in July. And Labor Day weekend, those flights are not going to be cheap. So that screws a lot of people over that are looking to travel in. So maybe Wednesday, but I feel like...
If it's not Wednesday, what the fuck's going on? Then I'm going to have... I need all of y'all that listen... I'm going to say it on our podcast to you. We're going to spam tweet at AEW saying, release the All Out location, please, for the sake of the fans. Like, God. Anyways, so that's what we hear, guys.
Even before this, I was like, text my insider. I'm like, do you know where All Out is? Like, can you tell me where All Out is? And he did not answer me. So I was like, oh, that's a great sign.
So.
You know what I can announce?
What?
Where Full Gear might be.
Oh, yay. So, are you guys want to know where Full Gear
is?
This is
funny.
Here we go.
So, this is funny. So, my friends.
Oh, your friend. You have friends? Oh, that's funny, Kimmy. You're a comedian. Okay, go ahead.
So my friend Skylar,
Gray,
her dad works at the Cure Insurance Arena, which is the arena in Trenton. It's the Cure Insurance Arena. It's in Trenton. It's very small. There's like, it only fits 8,600 people. That's not where Full Gear is, but this is how I found out where Full Gear is. So he says to me, he goes, Kimmy, did you know AEW's coming to the Cure Insurance Arena in November? And I was like, do you know a date by any chance? Like, when in November? And he goes, oh, you know, I think it's on a Friday. And I go, oh my God, wait, my insider was right? And Skylar's like, what are you talking about? I go, my insider called me this morning and said that Full Gear was going to be at the Prudential Center. But I didn't believe him. But that means that the Rampage is going to be at the Cure Insurance Arena on Friday. The Fan Fest is going to be wherever. And then Sunday, Full Gear is going to be at the Prudential Center. And then Dynamite is probably going to be in Philly.
How far is that arena away from the Prudential Center, by any chance?
I have no idea.
How far is the cities from each other?
I don't live in Jersey. Hold on.
Oh my God. That makes a big deal.
I don't live in New Jersey.
I think that makes a big deal.
What?
Are they both New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, so hopefully they're close to each other. I don't know.
I wouldn't be.
But so no, it's okay. Kimmy, don't worry about it.
It's an hour away.
Okay.
It's an hour.
That's not bad then. So yeah, so then there you go, guys. It's potentially going to be in New Jersey for Full Gear. So then that means they probably would announce Full Gear's location either at All Out or they could announce it at Dynamite Grand Slam because it's in New York. So we'll see when that time comes. But there you go, guys. Full Gear potentially going to New Jersey, the Prudential Center, which is awesome. That's great. And then Death Before Dishonor is a Ring of Honor pay-per-view happening next week. I see today that they've officially, that's the new logo. And
next month.
The new logo, I was a very big fan. Very big fan of the new logo. They got all the merch released. So shophonor.com takes you to the Ring of Honor side of Pro Wrestling Tees. You guys can go buy the first official merch logo stuff now, which is pretty cool. And now Death Before Dishonor happening next month. In Massachusetts, Lowell, Massachusetts. Pretty big arena. I went and looked it up. Decent size arena. They're already at, like, they have an advertising poster of Gresham and have FTR in there. So now you got FTR on there and you got Joe, right? Hopefully he's healthy by then because I know Joe's on the injured list. They could.
No, he's not.
I thought he was on the injured list.
He was doing a voiceover and like a movie.
Oh, okay. I swore I saw him on the injured list. But anyways. But yeah, you have a potential to sell pretty good for that pay-per-view, right? You know you're going to get the pay-per-view buys, obviously, with FTR being the hottest thing in the industry right now. You already can build that pay-per-view around them, and it would sell out pay-per-view. Like, it would sell pretty good pay-per-view buy-wise. You can sell a good majority of the tickets to that arena for this event. So I think it's going to do really well. I think we're going to get the first glimpse of the new era of Ring of Honor with this one. I'm going to guess and believe that we're going to hear about the TV deal with Warner Media about when Ring of Honor TV is going to start. So I believe now over the next 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to see a lot more Ring of Honor people show up, and we're going to see a lot more build towards that pay-per-view, which is great. So I'd love to see who. I'm going to assume that the it's going to be Roppongi Vice versus FTR at Death Before Dishonor for the belts. So I think that'll be a really good match and a good hype match to build for as well. So that's my guess.
I'm very excited. I don't know any of the matches they have planned up, but this is a really big deal. You know, this is really the new start of Ring of Honor, and I really hope that they kick this off right. I know there was a lot of speculation when Tony bought it that he had no plan. Now it seems like he does have one. Let's hope he sticks with it. I love the new logo. I love everything they're doing with it. So let's hope that they could restore honor to Ring of Honor, which was lost at the end of 2021.
Good job, Kimmy. Who would you book to face Gresham in the world title match? Who would you do?
Oh, Jesus.
Because I know it's for sure going to be either Lethal or Samir Singh against Samoa Joe. Because they still got that feud going.
Oh, my God. They showed Chris Jericho on WWE TV.
Oh, that's not the first time. He was on the Stone Cold podcast. Nothing new. Anyways. Womp, womp, womp.
I know, but it looked like it was after his match for Vindor. Oh.
Anyways,
I'm thinking, let's see. Can my wall give me any hints of people I've worked with?
Could they do one-off with Claudio? I know he signed with AEW, but if the original plans were, if Claudio was going to be there, could they just do Claudio versus Gresham and Gresham? But then, I mean, Gresham would have to go over at that point, right? But it wouldn't matter.
They can. I could see them doing an open challenge and maybe like someone new debuting. I could see it being Roosh, maybe.
Yeah. Brian Cage.
I said Roosh.
Oh, Roosh. Oh, right.
Oh, wait. Who's that other guy that signed the Ring of Honor deal? I don't remember his name. A big man with a K. He hasn't debuted yet. It's just a Ring of Honor deal.
Oh, Khan.
Yeah. What if it's him?
Khan? I think I remember. I know what you're talking about. That'd be really cool. Because that guy's got massive star appeal, and he's really good in the ring. So he could be – that could be cool. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe they'll do, like, a build for it on Dynamite or Rampage. So, but I'm excited for this new era.
In my humble opinion, it should be Daniel Garcia.
You think every match should be Daniel Garcia?
No, I think every match should be Tyler Black, but I can't win.
Okay, yeah.
But before we go, I will say one more thing. Yeah. The other thing that dropped this week is Giselle Shaw came out as transgender, and I'm very proud. So good for Giselle Shaw. Yay! Impact was very supportive. They were very much tweeting out. A lot of wrestlers were supporting her. And, you know, we love a supportive wrestling community.
Damn right. Damn right. But yeah, so guys, I know I had to do this all tired, but thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the K2 Observer right here on the Patreon page for Elite POV. This will be available for on audio on Thursday, guys, for free for everybody, but here specifically and exclusively to you patrons right here on patreon.com/ElitePOV. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show and supporting the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Take care. Stay safe out there. And until next time, take care.